MasterCard International has agreed to settle a case brought by Walmart, Sears, Circuit City, and other retailers over debit cards. The case involves a system used by MasterCard and rival Visa to process debit card transactions. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
There are two kinds of debit cards. The ones offered by Visa and MasterCard require a signature to verify a purchase. Debit cards processed through an independent network use PIN numbers. For years, retailers have complained about the Visa and MasterCard system, saying it's costlier and more time-consuming. David Balto is an antitrust expert in Washington, D.C., and a former policy director at the Federal Trade Commission. He says the offline system used by Visa and MasterCard is also less secure.
Offline debit cards have a much greater rate of fraud and are much more expensive than online debit cards. Consumers don't see the difference in terms of the price they pay at the terminal, but those additional costs are passed on, are charged to merchants, and merchants ultimately pass on those higher costs to consumers.
Merchants say the processing system used by Visa and MasterCard can be 10 times as expensive or more for them to use than the online networks. Yesterday, as the trial involving the two card issuers was getting underway in New York, the judge announced what he called an 11th-hour settlement by MasterCard. The judge barred participants from discussing the terms. However, in the original suit, the merchants say Visa and MasterCard sought to monopolize the debit card market by requiring merchants to accept their debit cards along with their credit cards. David Robertson is the publisher of the Nielsen Report and Industry Trade Journal.
Merchants are saying, we don't mind taking your credit card, but we don't want to take your debit card. It's more expensive than we want to pay. And Visa is saying, we don't want you to be discriminating against any of our member banks, and so you have to take both products.
Visa and MasterCard aren't companies, but are actually associations of member banks. Lawyers representing the merchants haven't put a firm dollar figure on the damages they're seeking from the card issuers, but estimates have been as high as $39 billion. No matter what happens in the court case, however, Robertson says there are signs Visa and MasterCard may be losing some of their share of the fast-growing debit card market.
Right now, Visa and MasterCard combined are generating more transactions than the PIN-based EFT systems. But in 2 years' time, that'll be a different story because the PIN-based will have overtaken Visa and MasterCard.
The settlement by MasterCard leaves Visa, which has a far larger share of the debit card business, as the sole defendant in the court case. A jury has been selected, and opening arguments are set for Wednesday. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.